For almost my whole life, I've been a person concerned about seed. I worry about what gets planted in hearts and in lives. I just have realized that you can't directly plant the fruit that you desire. You can't plant the fruit itself. You have to plant the seed that grows the tree that will produce the fruit. But good seed can produce a good harvest, an abundant harvest, harvest of fruit, a harvest of desired fruit. I believe God's word often enters our lives as seed. A lot of scriptural references that would bear testimony to that. That's why I've been interested in seed, just because God's word often comes into our lives that way. Earnest prayer of mine has just been that the Lord would provide me some of his precious seed to sow. So I tend to be a person who's occupied with seed. I'm worried about what's kind of getting planted in hearts and lives. But over the years, I have learned this. The field into which the seed falls is of critical importance. Of course, Jesus tells us a parable. In fact, it's the first parable that Jesus tells. When he starts teaching in parables, Jesus tells us a parable about seed falling on different soils. Probably all of us know it. In the parable, it's not the seed alone that determines the outcome of what happens. Rather, it's the seed in combination with the field that it falls in that determines the outcome. I've come to realize how it's possible for a field to ruin seed over and over and over again. If you have an American field, if you have a Dutch field, if you have a Calvinist field, if you have a field where there's been abuse, if you have a field that has strong family traditions as part of the field, it can be difficult for certain seed to take root in that field. The field can cause certain kinds of seed just to always wither. Just the field chokes it out. The field snatches it away. And it can do it for years. Seeds of contentment have a tough time in American fields. Because Americans are taught to be discontent so that you want more, so that you go out and buy stuff, purchase things. So seeds of contentment have a hard time in American fields. It's difficult to sow seeds of gentleness in a Calvinist field. Calvinists think you're giving into the devil or making peace with the world if you're gentle. So seeds of gentleness don't grow very well in a Calvinist field. Fields where there's been abuse. Abuse has been experienced. Seeds of trust. Seeds of confidence seldom produce a harvest. They can get sown, but they're almost always choked out. They almost always wither. And because of the abuse, the contentment is never known, never experienced. The confidence, the trust never comes to fruition. A field with bitter soil, good luck sowing seeds of joy or of sweetness in a bitter field. A field that has an agenda to be rich. Seeds of faithfulness don't grow well in that field. It doesn't fit the agenda. So the seeds get sown, but the agenda of the field causes the seed to not come to fruition. And I could, of course, could go on for a long time. Probably you could too. But I've just learned that fields can be hard on seeds. And certain fields can be particularly hard on certain seeds. All of us are some kind of field. Field that any seed must try to grow in the field that you are to produce any type of harvest. So all of us are some type of field. And the field that you are is just a set of perspectives that you have, a set of conditions of your life, things that you've experienced, the traditions that you grew up in. The field is just the desires, the agenda that you have, the expectations of your life, the habits of your life. And if any seed comes to you, it has to grow in the field that you are. It has to grow in your field. I used to be almost exclusively just get good seed out there. I'm a person who's worried about the seed, about the things get planted on you. Just get good seed out there. But as I've learned of the significance and the role of the field, I find myself saying more often and feeling more often than I used to things like, just sit back and listen for a moment. Decide what you think. You know, what are you going to do with this? The reason I find myself feeling those things and saying those kinds of things is just I realize the field is important. And if there's too many rocks in the field, the seed will not develop roots. It'll just wither. So I might be very concerned to throw out good seed, but if there's too many rocks in the field, it'll just wither. The rocks could be a chip on your shoulder. And every time seed gets sown in you, there's just that chip on your shoulder, and the seed doesn't get any root and withers. The rock could be just the agenda that you have. And if any seed doesn't quite fit your agenda, good luck seed growing. The seed might get thrown in a field, and the rocks for you are just the traditions that you feel are important. So the seed has to deal with your reverence of traditions. So in general, any seed that gets sown in me or sown in you has to deal with the field that you are. And the field is just what you consider life to be about. I realize that the worries and cares of life can routinely choke out seed. You find the person who all they want is they want to be liked. And wanting to be liked chokes out seed. You find the person who just wants to be successful. That's what they care about. And the desire for success, worldly success, chokes out seed that gets planted. I've met fields, they care about having a lot of fun. And any seed that has 4 days in a row that aren't very fun, choke out that seed. Because it has to be fun. I have fields that the primary issue in this field is worry about the kids. So if the seed doesn't agree with the agenda to worry about the kids, it won't thrive, it won't grow. Today I hope the message causes you to reflect on some of the aspects of the dimensions of the field that you are. What conditions the seed has to grow in if it's going to grow in you. I tend to think that there are perils and there are advantages to nearly every kind of field. If you're an evangelical field, that's good for some seed. Some seeds grow well in evangelical fields. It's not so good for other seeds. And evangelical fields tend to choke out certain types of seed or let it wither. If you're a field that has a rich family heritage, you know, you come from a strong family. Family's very important and meaningful. So you just have a field that has a rich family heritage and lots of strong traditions. Some seed thrives there. Good seed thrives there. Other seed gets choked out by the strong family traditions. Maybe you're a field with financial pressures. Some seed does well when there's financial pressure. Other seed doesn't do so well when there's financial pressure. Maybe you're a field with a large financial portfolio. Some seed does well there when there's all that abundance materially. other seed, and then do so hot, you know, in fields with large financial portfolios. You could be a field that wants success for the kids. Some seed grows really well in that field where the biggest desire is success for the kids. Other seed withers quickly because it doesn't seem to serve that agenda. And again, I could go on, and you could go on. A field that suffered abuse or experienced disappointment or known great sorrow or loss can be very conducive to some good seed, very resistant to others. Of course, probably none of us have a complete understanding either of ourselves. I don't completely know the kind of field I am. And I don't completely know the kind of field that you are. For all of us, none of us have a full understanding of either of ourselves or of others of what kind of field you are. Only the Lord could describe fully and accurately. Only the Lord knows what kind of field I am. But I encourage all of us to wonder about what good seed would have a tough time growing in me, in Roger's field. Or if others saw you trying to plant good seed in me, saw what the seed was, they would say, "Don't waste your seed. That kind of stuff doesn't grow in Roger." Or Roger's field routinely chokes that out. You know, I sowed some of that kind of seed 15 years ago and he choked it out right away. I had another friend who sowed that 10 years ago and he choked it out then. Don't waste your seed. Roger's field doesn't grow that kind of stuff. So I encourage you to wonder about what kind of good seed doesn't grow very well in you. Your field isn't conducive to it. And I want to stir in us just the desire to be good fields. It's a possibility you're a good field and nobody ever sows any good seeds. That's an issue. Part of the reason I care so much about seeds is because there's fields that never have anything good sown in them. But it's also possible to have lots of good seed that never comes to fruition, never bears a harvest because of the kinds of fields that we are. So I want to stir in us just a desire, be a good field, a field that's conducive to good seed. And then just one application. The opening song that we're going to sing now as we come to worship speaks of being the people of God. I want to urge you to think of yourself in those terms. I won't make you raise your hand, but how many times going through the past week, think of yourself as part of the people of God? And that's why you said what you said or did what you did or went where you went, you know, or watched what you watched or said what you said. I'm part of the people of God. That's why. Well, you're going to sing about it in a few seconds. And I encourage us to think and understand ourselves in terms of we are the people of God. If the only terms in which I understand myself are other than that, okay, I'm a husband field. Plant seeds about being a husband, I'll let those grow. I'm a dad field. Plant those seeds in me, I'll let those grow. I'm a fisherman field. Plant seeds that pertain to fishermen, I'll let those grow. I got these other interests or other desires or other agendas. Say something to me about those, plant some seed about those things, I'll let those things grow. But say something to me about being part of the people of God. Good luck with that seed. If a bird snatches it away, no big deal. It was in a hard place anyway. If it got some rocks that will interfere with that, some weeds that would choke it out. So I would encourage you, as you think of yourself as a field, one way you need to understand yourself is I'm part of the people of God. If we see ourselves as his people, know that we are his people, we are open then to his people kind of stuff, to seeds that he would sow in us that help us produce fruit appropriate to being his people. So we'll come back to those things in a little bit. So this is kind of an introduction. Seed's important, but I just encourage us all to think about the kind of field that you are? And how does seed do when it lands on you? Some seed probably does very well. I know a lot of seed has done very well. I see the fruit of it in your life. Give thanks to the Lord for that. Other seed, though, perhaps doesn't do so well. Perhaps hasn't done well for years. Not that the seed is bad. It's your field doesn't lend itself to such seed. Doesn't receive such seed well. It's not good soil for that seed. And an issue for us all is just to realize that we're the Lord's people. We're the people called by His name. Called us unto Himself. Called us to be a holy people to Himself. When seed comes that has that as an issue and as an agenda, don't be a field that, I don't have any room for that kind of seed or any interest in it. So I just call us, you know, as the people of God, just to a time of worship, to rejoice in being His children, to being called by Him to show forth His excellencies. So join me in prayer. Father, we know that from You, from Your mouth, comes seed for our lives. Father, living seed, precious seed. Father, that's able to produce a harvest of righteousness. Father, that's able to work in us, produce in us fruit. Father, that's pleasing to You, that's according to Your will, that causes us to walk in Your ways and be useful in Your hand. Father, we pray that the seed that comes from You would always find good soil. Father, good soil to grow in. Father, the ways in which each one of us, Father, it's not very good soil for certain good seed. Father, we invite You to reveal that to us and to change us. Father, to plow us up and turn over the soil in our lives that we might be able to hear and receive and nurture, Father, and bring to fruition. Father, seed that perhaps for many years we've, Father, deflected and withered and lost and choked out. And Father, we pray that us as Your people, Father, would be so much be part of our understanding. Father, that the things You call us to and the things You would have us be about, just to show ourselves to be, Father, Your people, called forth to show Your excellencies. Father, sent forth to speak Your word and do Your will. Father, that seed that pertains to such things would find deep, rich soil, Father, in all of us. And Father, so we come to worship You, our God. Pray that our song would be pleasing to You. Father, we are thankful to be Your children. Father, our delight and our boast is in You. Father, thank You for being good to us. We would be a people to Your glory and to Your praise. Through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.